It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morning, Zoe. Really good, thank you.
It's good to have you on the show. COP27 is currently underway and there's some quite exciting news that's come through from last night. The Minister of Foreign Affairs has announced that New Zealand is going to be the third country to join a very select group of other countries who are recognising that we need to pay compensation, loss and damages, to those smaller and poorer nations that have been affected by climate change over time. Now, why is this significant?
Yeah, it's really important, and this is a basic sort of value of fairness, right? So around the world, forever, you've had wealthier countries responsible for the highest emissions and doing quite well off those high-emitting economies, which have exploited and often drawn off and led directly to poor, lower-income countries being exploited, having their environments and their communities disrupted by countries, and then further harm from the climate change that also disproportionately impacts on them. We know this for the Pacific relations, for example. So New Zealand taking a really clear leadership and significant leadership role, making sure that we are putting up, that's the $20 million climate funding to address loss and damage in the less wealthier countries. Now, I just want to make that point again, that this is not charity. This is about wealthier countries having benefited and exploited and caused climate change. And so this is simply about rebalancing that wealth. But I think to your question, it's significant also because there has been long-standing resistance from wealthier countries to do this. So now, it's good that New Zealand is stepping up.
There is still resistance from major nations like the United States, and also the EU is very resistant to it. Do you have any hope that this might be a COP in which we see some shifting on that, or what are some of the conversations that need to be had to get to that stage?
We have to keep hope. That's really clear. We've got to just shame them into it, whatever it takes, really. Just send really clear, loud messages from around the world. From Indigenous peoples, I know that there is always a really strong Indigenous peoples delegation and united delegation across countries that goes to COP every year, including from Aotearoa. And so, you know, those people right at the forefront, they're fighting climate change. We should be doing everything to support those grassroots movements and their voice, as well as demanding leadership from our countries. I'm really pleased that James Shaw, of course, my colleague, is going to be there with that leadership, with that really clear voice about doing the right thing and really asking those larger, wealthier countries to step up.
Now, if we just look back at Aotearoa for a moment within the climate change conversation, obviously we're going to see agriculture be quite a big focus of this COP27. There is concern in New Zealand amongst experts, though, that there isn't really any incentive for our major political parties to get an agreement, particularly when it comes to farms and agriculture and emissions, which is interesting because we're actually seeing that there is potential for an agreement quite close within that sector at the moment. Do you see the possibility of this being pushed across the line anytime soon?
No, I think there is. I think there absolutely is grounds for all political parties to listen to the voices of people, and that's across all sectors. There are people, and this is the thing about agriculture, is we just need to remember that there are more than the sort of leading loud lobby organisations in the farming sector. There are folk who really understand that the best thing we can be doing, including for the agricultural sector, is taking the strongest emissions reduction work and leading that across our political parties. So actually there is incentive for political parties to step up to the voices coming from communities, coming from just ordinary folk who really get it, that if we don't do this, our world that we leave for our mokopuna is going to be a less resilient one. It already is now. So actually there is absolutely incentive to pull on that part of our values that people across communities are calling for.
You're not worried it's going to become a bit of a political drum to beat for the major parties, particularly leading into the election next year?
I'm very worried that it, you know, this shouldn't even be political. Yeah, always. You know, this shouldn't be about anyone or major political parties having to beat some ground. This should be about returning to our values of what is important for all of us here, and for our generations to come. And so, you know, I would like to see and think that all political parties can step up to that, should step up to that, and really listen to the long-term call from the people about wanting to protect our planet for generations to come. And that's what I think needs to happen, no matter who your political party is. This is not political work, this is human work.
Mm. Well, let's talk a wee bit just briefly about the polls that came out yesterday. It's shown quite a significant drop for the left bloc as a whole, but also for individual parties, for the Greens, for Labour, quite a significant drop in the polling there. How are you interpreting this? Is it something that you're concerned about?
So I think the first thing is the Greens are focusing on our sort of standing, and it has been consistently above our election night polling, which, as we know, for a smaller party in a government arrangement is actually historically defying. And so, you know, we'll keep doing what people want us to do, which is put out solutions for a stable climate, for protecting nature, and for making sure that all people have enough to live with dignity, not just the few. So that's the work that is showing through in our consistent polling. We'll continue to focus on that. And, you know, I'll just want to say it would be an absolute disaster, having just answered your previous question, the Nats and ACT, reigning power, they have offered up nothing but damage policies for the climate, nothing but deepening, worsening inequality, including tax cuts for their wealthy, wealthy mates, and nothing but ruinous policies for the environment, including lowering standards for water quality and water protection. But that's absolutely disastrous for our country, for our people and our communities. So, yeah, absolutely, we want to be really clear. It is the Greens that we need to see more MPs, more ministers in government to be able to make those proper changes.
Now, we might not have time to get through all of our topics this morning, but I do want to touch on the call from the Green Party for the government to let people visit Aotearoa from the Pacific Islands without a visa, so waiving that visa.
Absolutely.
Why is this important to you?
Well, I would hope it's important to all of us as the whanaunga of the Pacific to our Pacific nations and sovereigns. And it seems really that the Dawn Raid era, the perception of Pacific peoples as overstayers, unfortunately, is still alive and well. And our visa rules, those are colonial and quite racist, and it limits freedom of movement to the wealthy. And, you know, that's simply wrong. And hundreds of our Pacific people, families and communities are prevented from seeing their families. So Immigration New Zealand rejecting those visa applications on the basis that Pacific people might want to stay in Aotearoa in the long term is absolutely outdated, and still, let me be very clear, has those the foundation of racism behind it. It's a racist assumption that Pacific people are not employable and are a cost to the system. That's outrageous. And so the Green Party wrote to the Minister of Immigration in June, calling on government to improve visitor access from the Pacific. The data now suggesting that Pacific people are disproportionately prevented from visiting Aotearoa, and we need to immediately grant visa waiver status to all Pacific countries.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Marama Davidson. It's always great to have you on the show. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks when I'm sure there'll be plenty more to get stuck into from the outcomes of COP.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Thank